This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
On the line, we've got Park Road here coming on to talk about their new album, The Novel. How we doing, gang?
Good, thanks. Thank you so much for having us.
Nah, of course. Thank you very much for coming on. Now, I've got to ask, what are your favourite novels, respectively?
Ooh, that's a really hard question.
Recently, I actually don't read that many books personally, but I really enjoyed Patti Smith by Just Goods by Patti Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Like a just super like beautiful and creative kind of perspective on the world.
Cool.
I'd say some of the novel was even inspired by Patti Smith.
Oh,
Just Kids.
That's pretty sick. And for you, Leo? Got any ideas? We can skip totally. No pressure, sorry. No, I'm curious. The novel, how does the novel kind of correlate with the album? What kind of themes are we trying to push across here?
It was kind of the last EP was called Stupid Stories. So, and then we just randomly kind of started writing a song that had I want to feel like I'm out of a novel where I get the girl and we cause some trouble with the lyric. And so we were like, oh, let's call that song The Novel. And then the whole album, The Novel, which leads on from Stupid Stories. And then, yeah, it kind of felt like it's almost like a collection of little stories in the album. It felt kind of naturally happened almost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I respect that. Now, I feel there's kind of a little bit of a 1975 influence on this project. Am I correct there? Especially on like the song On Tonight. I feel like there was a little bit of a 1975 influence. Am I right there or am I completely off?
You're correct.
Correct. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Okay. That's the shit. That's very, very good. You got some Matty Healy fans?
Yeah, Tom especially was listening to a lot of 1975 when we started writing it.
Yeah, I really like how you can just like get into their albums as well.
Mm.
Like I think they do their albums really well with enough like space of just like some of it's just like instrumental and some of it's just, but yeah, definitely got some the 1975 influence in there.
Now, how long were y'all sitting on this project for? I mean, you've kind of had a bit of a pattern of EP releases over the last few years with some single drops, and now we're releasing the album this year. I think the last time you released an EP was in 2022. So it's been sitting up for a couple of years.
Yeah, I think we were kind of like, it's time to do an album. We were always like, we like write quite a few songs, so it felt like we just were ready to and wanted to do an album.
Mm-hmm.
And like creatively it felt really awesome doing an album, like doing all the little, we could do like the interludes and the sad songs and just carry on doing albums. Mm-hmm. From now on.
Cool. You're a bit more creative freedom in terms of what you can and can't do, I guess. Or, like, not necessarily creative freedom, but creative focus, I feel like, is a good way to put it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, nice. Also, any tips for imposter syndrome? I noticed that was a big theme on the track, Asleep, Awake. And it's something, you know, I've dealt with in the past. I know a lot of people our generation as well probably have struggled with it. How do we get through it? How do you guys get through it?
I think it definitely just like comes in waves for me, where it's like just like I'll feel like up, and then, you know, kind of everything start questioning myself. And but yeah, I find that just like being in it and kind of going through it and feeling it just like normally I'll talk to Leo, and Leo hears probably a lot about it, and probably likewise the other way around. But I find that it's, yeah, definitely just like something that comes and goes, and yeah, just having the homies around is definitely one of the biggest.
Mm-hmm. Definitely helps.
Ways to get through it, yeah.
For sure. Changing gears here a little bit, have you got any upcoming gigs or an upcoming tour to promote as well here for the novel? What are we thinking?
We do indeed. We're coming to Dunedin.
Oh yeah, nice. Whenabouts? Where are we coming?
We're playing a week.
Oh yes, Re-Ori. No, exactly. Yeah. Re-Ori. Yes. Sorry, I meant to ask you about that. Are we excited for Re-Ori?
We're so excited.
Yeah.
We're also doing a whole tour around it as well, which is under the wraps right now. But
we won't talk about that.
It's come. But Re-Ori is very exciting. Cool lineup. Super excited to come party.
Yeah, for sure. And have you all played or come to Dunedin before?
We've played in Dunedin once?
One time,
only
yeah.
Once so far.
We're lucky. We played at Dive Bar, which I don't believe exists anymore.
No longer functioning, sadly, yeah.
Oh, that's sad. Cool venue.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But yeah, only the one time so far, so it's exciting to come back.
Yeah. Round two.
Hell yeah.
My sister studies.
Oh, sorry, you guys kind of crashed out on the
old sister.
You kind of crashed out on the Zoom there. Your sister studies what, sorry?
My sister studies down there, so it'll be nice to see the little sister.
Oh, yeah, a bit of family time. That's always good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Lastly, while I have you on this morning, I'm curious, whose idea was the notebook and stationery merch for the novel? I saw that on the Spotify page. It was like merch, and there was like a notebook that had the album on it. I was curious. Whose idea was that?
That would be Mr. Ben Morgan, legend, who designed our merch for us. Crazy ideas, but we love them.
Mm. Yeah, it's a very, I think, apt idea for the album, considering it's called The Novel, and you're releasing a little book. It's real good. It's on the nose. All right, well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, fellas. Hope you got a great day lineup.
Cheers. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, of course.
All right, man.
We'll see you in Re-Ori. Take care. All right, that was Park Road coming live from an apartment somewhere in the North Island. It's currently 10:10 here on the Radio 1 Late Breakfast program. I reckon we dig into a little bit of this album. We've got Save the Planet by Park Road lined up, and then we've also got some Fred Again coming very shortly, celebrating their new release. So stay tuned, gang. Take care.
Listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.